Welcome to Perspectives on Health and Tech, a podcast by Cerner. This is a special series we're calling Code Talks that highlights innovation and healthcare. Each episode will feature leaders in healthcare who are using data for application and system design, operations, security, and user experience. These leaders will also highlight their use of Cerner's open platforms for innovation.
Thanks for having me on the show. It's a real pleasure to be here. So my role at AWS is I am a worldwide head of business development for healthcare, life sciences, genomics, and medical devices. And what that means is that my role is to listen to our customers, to understand their pain points, and to help put together initiatives that helps them solve their problems using AWS technology. You know, at Amazon, we really always start from the customer and work backwards. And so this is why what we do is always begin by listening. And 95% of the time, everything we do is based on what customers ask us to do for them. And about 5 to 10% of the time, we invent on their behalf. They may come with a challenge where we look at how to change status quo, be inventive, and solve it in a novel way, unique way. And so while 90-95% we do work from the customer backwards and take that solution for them that they want, about 5-10% of the time we'll invent on their behalf. And so my role is, in a way, the great listener. I listen to customers across the world in those domains of healthcare, life sciences, genomics, and I look to see how we can help address them. I've been at AWS now just over 2 years, and prior to that, really, I trained as a physician in Canada at McGill in Montreal. I completed my subspecialty training in neuroradiology at the Barron Neurological Institute in Phoenix, Arizona, and I practiced for over a decade as a neuroradiologist doing angiography and reviewing medical images. And during that time, I did a number of startups, mostly in health IT, and after about a decade of practice and a number of startups, there was an opportunity to move to an executive role at Dignity Health, which is now Common Spirit, as chief digital officer. And so I was chief digital officer there for about 4 years, where we were responsible for the digital experience of patients and consumers, as well as the clinicians. And so that was my journey to AWS through clinical practice, chief digital officer, and then on to this role at AWS. The first time that I came across the concept of open platforms in medicine, it was actually during my training. I was doing research on aneurysms, brain aneurysm, which is a kind of a blister in a blood vessel that can burst and bleed. And we had gone to the Institutional Review Board and got approval for a small study to look at some data to look for how common certain kind of aneurysms were in individuals of a certain age and gender. And so after getting the approval from the IRB and having gone through all the due diligence to get sort of permission, we turned our attention to actually getting the data. And that's when we realized that it wasn't so trivial to get data from any system to do a sort of a blinded analysis of the commonality of a certain type of aneurysm. And at that point, I remember someone in IT said, well, if only we could do HL7, we could maybe get some data out of a particular system. I can't recall what that system was. And that was sort of my first exposure to the idea that there's a standard way of getting data in and out. And so I went from, I remember, IT application owner from one to the next that may have had some data, asking if there were ways of using HL7 as messaging to get data out. And of course, one after the other, they were either incompatible versions or not implemented, as the IT leader for that application would say, well, it's available, but I don't believe it's implemented on this version of the application. So it was this, that was during that research study that I realized both there is in healthcare an HL7 open platform that allows for exchange. On the other hand, it appears to be very elusive and not always available. And of course, now with Fire Standard, which was developed by HL7 as a way of really simplifying the implementation of exchange without sacrificing sort of the information integrity, this HL7 really is a standard that describes data format and elements known as resources, Fire being fast healthcare interoperability resources, that allows for this exchange of these resources, these elements and data formats. And now at AWS, of course, we're strongly committed to interoperability. And in fact, this year in 2020, we released a tool set an open source tool set to simplify using the FHIR standard for piping data into AWS. The actual tool is released into GitHub. It's called AWS Fireworks, and anybody can use it through GitHub and use the FHIR format to pipe data into AWS, into storage, and or for interoperability purposes between applications. So bottom line is, my first interaction was where everyone said it exists, but nobody seems to have it for a research project during my training. And now, of course, there is greater prevalence of the availability of HL7 and FHIR interfaces and APIs. And of course, in AWS, as I mentioned, as an open source available to everybody to use to be able to connect applications using the FHIR standard. When you look at the patient's health journey, they are not always going to one institution. I mean, the patient health journey carries them across the continuum of care across many different organizations as they go from ambulatory to imaging to laboratory to inpatient to post acute care and recovery and then back home. So this journey across the continuum of care means that they are depositing data in all kinds of places. And yet we know that at every point of care, information from other points of care are critical for a clinician to be able to synthesize the best next step in the care pathway of this individual. So we have this scenario where individuals are moving across the continuum of care, laying data at rest everywhere, and yet in order to deliver the best care, you need all that data at the point of care, at the next point of care, in order to be able to make the right clinical judgment and decision. So you can see that unless there's a way to liquefy that data and permit it to move seamlessly, effortlessly from and follow the patient across the continuum, we have a challenge. So that's one of the advantages of an open platform, is that it allows for that liquidity and interoperability and movement so that the data can follow the patient wherever they go. And in fact, really, when you look at Healthy Intent, which is Cerner's longitudinal patient record, it provides the perfect opportunity for this. Now, Healthy Intent, Cerner moved that to AWS, so it's sitting on AWS, and has, I think today, some 200 million individuals, the longitudinal records of those individuals, which means as these individuals go across the continuum of care, their data is being laid in that record in a longitudinal fashion. And with open APIs access to Healthy Intent, which I know Cerner's announced their intent to have an open platform on top of Healthy Intent, this opens an entire ecosystem of opportunity for other young companies, startups, or other industry giants to be able to have their applications connect both to obtain data that's relevant to the point of care, but also deposit data that'll be relevant to the next point of care. And so an open environment sitting over a platform like Healthy Intent on AWS provides an ability to liquidate the data and to make it horizontally available across the continuum wherever the patient goes. And that's ultimately how we avoid unnecessary repeat testing, how we provide the highest fidelity of information content at the point of service, how we improve quality, reduce cost. So that really highlights how important an open platform is in healthcare. Well, we saw how open standards and open platforms can help create data liquidity and bring data together from disparate points of service so that you have the best information at the point of care. This is great for the patient, great for the clinicians. There is another value in addition to that, which is you can then use that data that's been aggregated and liquefied. You can use machine learning tools from AWS to build prediction models on top of that data. And a good example of that is actually with COVID, where Cerner COVID data cohort, which was a collaboration between Cerner and AWS, what we did was to syndicate data from Healthy Intent into Healthy Data Labs, Healthy Data Labs being Cerner's machine learning environment that's built on top of Healthy Intent, and it's also built on AWS. And so this data was syndicated to Healthy Data Labs and then made available to public researchers in an anonymized fashion to build prediction models for COVID. And a great example of that was actually Oklahoma State University, the Center for Health System Innovation. What they did is used a cohort of about just over 18,000 hospitalized COVID patients, which were, of course, de-identified in HIPAA, in a HIPAA-compliant manner, and built prediction models, two of them. One was, what is the likelihood that a patient would die, the mortality rate, on admission to the hospital? And the second is the prediction rate at the end of the first day of hospital stay. And their prediction model for on admission was 70% accurate to predict mortality. And at the end of the first day, their second model, at the end of the first day, was 75% accurate. So this gives you insights that when you have an open platform, when you can liquidate data and bring it together, not only can you use it to improve care quality, reduce costs, and improve patient and clinician experience, but also you can build prediction models like is done with Healthy Data Labs from Cerner, using AWS machine learning tools like SageMaker to build these models. And the COVID example is sort of a living example of that value when you're able to use an open platform to liberate data. So, you know, when you ask about the biggest challenges for open platforms and open standards, it would be disingenuous if I said anything other than the biggest challenge is adoption. It's likely not a technical barrier, but rather just an adoption barrier. And so certainly there have been maturity in the technical tools, which is, I believe, is going to help adoption. For example, I mentioned earlier, AWS released an open source tool called AWS Fireworks to help use Fire Standard for interoperability and data movement into AWS and between applications. So certainly the tool sets are becoming more available, which is going to help remove some of the friction and the headwind. And at the same time, generally adoption has been slow, which is why we're seeing some regulatory movement to support and entice and perhaps even force adoption. But, you know, instead of talking about the past and what may have been the challenge of adoption, or challenges of open standards and the headwinds, you know, we just need to look forward to the opportunity ahead to really begin to understand the potential positive impact. And I'd rather look at what's going to draw us than what's going to push us. You know, a great example of the opportunity is if you look at an organization like breastcancer.org. Breastcancer.org has done something terrific. And as you look at what they're doing, it really begins to show you the power of an open standard. So today, what Breast Cancer, they've built this technology I'm about to share with you on AWS. What they've done is in a private part of their web properties, website, you can create, an individual can create an account and upload their breast cancer pathology report. And what happens is that data goes to AWS, and machine learning model that breastcancer.org is refining using SageMaker will look at that pathology report and customize both the educational content and the web property based on the exact cancer that that patient has. So if it's a hormone-sensitive cancer, there might be certain content and messages and or site attributes that are tailored directly to the individual with that particular kind of cancer. So now this is right now done manually because you have to get your path report and scan it and upload it. But you have to imagine when the open standards begin to be widely adopted and we liquidate data from its silos and make it available freely among systems and to patients, that data can then be used in these other applications to be able to deliver incredibly personalized experiences. And so this goes back to the opening comments I made around the data in Healthy Intent that's on AWS and the fact that it's a longitudinal record And as Cerner builds open APIs on top of Healthy Intent, that then you can imagine this ecosystem of companion applications, such as what breastcancer.org is building, that allows delivery of incredibly personalized digital experiences as the patient traverses their personal health journey. And so this is what leads us to be able to deliver that personal experience that we've come to expect. You know, we live in a world where our best experience anywhere is what we expect everywhere. And in order to reach that point of improving care quality, reducing cost, improving clinician experience, and personalizing the patient health journey, open platforms and interoperability is the path to achieving these outcomes. And so that's what I think ultimately is going to pull us forward. It's those things that are becoming reality because of the availability of machine learning on AWS, the availability of platforms like Healthy Intent and Healthy Data Labs from Cerner on AWS, and the open standards built over them, using open standards, are what are going to allow this ecosystem of personalized digital applications to flourish and really transform our personal experience and improve our care.
If you're interested in collaborating with Cerner and our Open Code program, consider attending our Code Learning Lab, November 12th and 13th. Our two-day virtual event will give you the tools to develop pluggable content that have the capacity to work with Cerner's open solution platforms. Already have a viable product and ready to work with us? Visit code.cerner.com and submit your app today.